there are still one or two people coming in, so I'd like to go away for a minute and then we can start. Welcome to you all this morning, and it's great to be able to welcome you in the name of our Lord today to come to worship and to listen to Him. Be quiet, be still before Him today, and then to also lift our hands in worship of Him. I want to read from Psalm 139. I won't read the whole psalm, but the first part and the last few verses. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Then the last two verses. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you know us, even from afar, that we cannot escape from your attention wherever we go, willingly, or whether we are taken unwillingly. You are there with us. Thank you that your right hand will hold me fast. Father, today we bring our anxious thoughts, we bring our hearts before you, we open ourselves to you, we ask that you would come in and eat with us, that you would come into our lives, that you would bring your peace and your grace. Father, be with us now, we ask, in Jesus' name, amen. I see we've got some visitors from afar as well, or a visitor, maybe. And there's, say, welcome, and also people from Dunedin, and of course all our locals here too, so welcome. So, just carry on and begin our worship by singing Blow Through the Valleys.
Thank you.
notices here. One that didn't make it into the newsletter is about the Christian Broadcasting Association. They usually put on a special time over the Easter period on the radio, on some of the radio stations, one of the commercial stations, I think. So they've got information about that here. And if you're interested in supporting them, there's a invite there as well. These are available at the door if you're interested in that. And there's also another little booklet that may have arrived in your mailbox this last week. Could anybody see one of these? Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, so it's got round. The Hope Project and Hope for All. And it is worth reading. And there's a bit about that in their newsletter as well. For next week, we are not doing anything here on Friday. We will have our normal service on Sunday in the Stu and, what's his wife's name? Colette's are going to be here and speak and share with us. But in Goa, on Good Friday at 11 a.m. at Clock Tower, there's going to be a prayer walk, and it's going to make its way to St. Andrew's Church, and it's going to conclude with a light lunch, it says. So you're invited to be involved in that, and they'll stop at various points and have Bible reading. So I recommend that to you, beginning at 11 o'clock at the Clock Tower. Has anybody got any other notices that want to share? I think everything else is here, right. And of course, there's chapel services this afternoon. It's the last thing I needed to remember. And we start those at Albany House at 1:45. So, all who are able to come and support us in that, we appreciate it. Thanks.